We're continuing our look at a number of the golf courses around the region. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Edgar Langto. He is with the Foxhaven Golf and Country Club up in High Level. I guess, first of all, Edgar, you know, we're now into the, I guess, sort of spring, summertime here in Northwest Alberta, obviously with your guys' golf course up there. How important is it to sort of get people sort of out outdoors this time of year, especially with both A, how things have gone in the world the last couple of years, and B, just taking advantage of the weather we got here in this part of the province at this time of year?
Well, it's been definitely interesting. Lately, we had some issues with a lot of water. That late snowfall that we had kind of messed things up as far as our starting date, but it's definitely been nice out there. The weather has been very helpful. The course is in excellent condition. Our grounds crew has been doing a wonderful job of getting everything up and running for us. So.
Yeah, I know Mother Nature has certainly had an effect on some other courses around the region when it comes to getting ready. Of course, now that things are all kind of up and running up there, what can sort of golfers, when they make the way down to the course there, what are kind of some things that they can sort of expect on the course there?
We do have some wonderful events that are going to be coming up. We got our Midnight Open here on July 18th and 19th. That's always a big event that we like to put on. We've got camping that they can come out and do. We've got some other organizations that are trying to put on events to help new golfers and stuff through an organization called Driving Forward. That's always something that for the youth or even a new golfer. We do also have our Ladies League and Men's League that we do each week as well. So
definitely sense you got a number of things for golfers to check out there. Now, one thing I've kind of been sort of enjoyed hearing from different courses around the region, what I guess sort of the signature holes on each of the courses out there. Now, when it comes to the Foxhaven up there in High Level, what would you say is, I guess, sort of the signature hole, if you will, of that course?
Probably the most recognized hole that we have is our 18th hole. It's been one of the longest. It used to be when we were a 9-hole course, that was our 9th hole. So it's always a hole that you finish on. It's got an interesting water hazard just in front of the green, so it kind of gives you a challenge, something to play over as you approach the green. So
definitely sounds like going to be a challenge for golfers up there. Edgar Langto with the Foxhaven Golf and Country Club up in High Level. Thanks for joining us here today.
You're welcome.